Ribble FM weather, sponsored by Steadplan, driving you further.
Here is your forecast for today. A mainly fine day with bright or sunny spells once any early fog has cleared. Scattered showers may affect northern coastal areas with rain sweeping southeast during the evening. Maximum temperatures of around 6 degrees Celsius.
The Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM. Sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
A bit of ABC, especially on a Wednesday afternoon. Poison Arrow, Martin Fry, the lead singer, great vocalist. Welcome to the Food and Drink Show this Wednesday afternoon. Now, as we all know, we're quite used to me being a little bit bar humbug.
Bar humbug.
When it comes to Crimble.
Yeah.
But we're embracing it today. I don't know if you've seen the Facebook post. Me and Phil, who sadly committed...
He committed
to being here,
realized.
And then went, oh, I've got a meeting,
yeah,
and I have to disappear. And if he's just going over the hill now, he'll still be able to hear us.
Mm.
So, yeah, mister. Anyway.
Yeah, bye, Phil.
So, Phil went round and bought us some Christmas festive coffees to try. Can I go first?
Go for it.
I don't want to mention where they've come from, but we've used some of the big chains and we've used... some local ones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So when we talk about them, if it's good, great. If it's bad, we're only going to tell you whether it was a national chain or a local independent.
Okay.
Agreed?
Yeah, no, that sounds good to me.
So I tried the very first one, which was The gingerbread latte.
Gingerbread latte, yeah.
Now, I think it may be me that has maybe ordered the wrong one. Because in my mind, being a big fan of ginger nuts,
yep,
fresh ginger, ginger cake, ginger cake, Jamaica cake, is whatever they used to call it. Yeah, I'm thinking, oh yeah, gingerbread latte. Do you remember when you, I think we went, was it Grassington, and we got some of the famous Grassington gingerbread?
Oh yeah.
Didn't like it.
No, you didn't.
Because
did
I was thinking, I probably didn't know what gingerbread was properly.
Proper gingerbread.
Yeah, didn't like it.
Rather than like your gingerbread man.
And much the same for this gingerbread latte. Don't like it. Now, you said, I end up drinking your dregs.
I was going to say, yeah, I am currently finishing it off.
Do you like that?
I actually do quite like it. Now, I know what you're saying. It is quite a synthetic flavour.
It is very
synthetic.
It's almost chemical.
Yeah, but I wasn't expecting it to be an authentic ginger flavour.
But I find it quite harsh as well, because when I ordered it, they said, do you want the whipped cream? Yes, please. And I thought it might make it creamy, but no, sorry. National chain, gingerbread latte, not for me. I'm going to give it a 1 out of 5.
Out of 5?
Whereabouts are you going, mate?
Because I'm drinking it now. I'll give it a 3, like a 3.5. It's not quite a 4. I'm sorry, I'm being awkward. Like, I'd drink it quite happily, but if someone bought me one, I'd also happily drink it. But would I order it? There are other options.
One of them, which we did get for you, another one from a national chain, which I really liked.
Yeah.
Because when they came in the same cup, I didn't realise that they had labels on. So I...
Yeah, you started drinking mine. Yeah, thanks for that one. Yeah, really appreciate that.
I did.
Half of it was gone by the time we got back.
I did. And I really liked that one, but we'll talk about that one in a little while. Still to come as well, we're going to be talking about prep. Now, there is, if you want a really good mince pie, there is a certain amount of prep that needs to be done now.
Yes.
It can't be done in a couple of weeks because it takes this little bit of time for everything to work.
Yes.
In inverted commas. So we're going to be talking about that. And also, something slightly different. And not controversial, but a little bit contradictory, I think is probably the best. I can hear that. I could hear that slurp then. Do you mind?
I've literally just finished off the gingerbread latte.
Something of a little bit of a different Christmas lunch. You know, the main centrepiece.
Yeah.
Is normally a turkey. Something just a little bit different.
Well, I've got something for you on that as well.
Right, okay, looking forward to this. Right, who have we got? Oh, no, please.
Oh
no, please.
Music man, what have we got coming up? Oh, really? Christ, after you've just said we are a little bit bar humbug, this is taking it too far.
And man will live forevermore. tears, bring out there with tears of joy and laughter. People shouting, let everyone know there is hope for all to find peace. Oh my Lord, you sent your son to save us. Oh my Lord, your very self you gave us. Oh my Lord, that sin may not enslave us and love may reign once more.
We shouldn't be singing along to that, honestly.
No.
We made it worse. carrying on in the true tradition...
Oh, of course.
...that we've been doing for the last few weeks.
Yep.
Thrifty versions.
Yeah, I mentioned it to you slightly earlier and then a little bit off air that I have a Christmas dinner thrifty option.
I'm really interested in this, and I'll tell you for why, because I think everybody's feeling the pinch a little bit.
Of course.
And I think subconsciously... we tend to go a little bit overboard.
Well, how many times have we done a Christmas dinner and then the next day there's still three quarters of it left?
I agree. And it costs a fortune.
Yeah.
So anything thrifty for me, I'll greatly accept.
Yeah, so I found an article with a gentleman that has procured a list... An ingredient list for a Christmas dinner using chicken instead of, you know, your normal turkey.
But which is fine. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
A whole chicken and all the other trimmings for around £25, which will feed five or six people.
For 25 quid?
Yeah. And, you know, they're not going to be the typical heaped portions, but like I just said, you leave so much of it at the end anyway, so I don't see what the point in having heaped portions is.
Right, I'm going to do that little test.
All right.
As dad and lad, we normally know what each other's thinking.
Oh, dear.
Right?
I'm going to really show myself up
so
here,
this
aren't
is
I?
A live test on air. When you said the portions may not be big enough, I'm thinking, well, that's fine, because we've got a pudding. All right? Not, and I'll give it, I'll make it a little bit easier for you. I'm not thinking Christmas pudding, but the best pudding that is normally done at Christmas. What is it? I'm thinking, I'm sending it you.
I've got a couple.
I'm sending it.
I've got a couple.
You've got to choose one.
I'm thinking.
You've got to choose one.
Like a trifle.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Do you know what? If there's one time of year where you cannot grumble that somebody's made something really old and traditional.
Yeah.
A sherry trifle.
Oh, yeah. Start off the bottom with your lady fingers, then into your... Is it custard? No, it's not. Then it's the jam, obviously. Yeah, the jam.
What? Jelly.
Jelly jam. Oh.
No, jelly.
All right, then, jelly.
You're not making this years.
I know, I always do need to mess, though, don't
right,
I?
Go on.
Then your jelly.
Was that your second choice, by the way?
No, that was the first one that popped into my head. Second one was some fruitcake and Wensleydale.
Oof, yeah. Anyway, carry on.
Yeah. Okay, going back.
So the sponge fingers, the jelly, the custard.
Custard.
Then the cream.
Then the cream, yeah.
Yeah.
And a bit of, like, grated chocolate on the top.
And hundreds and thousands.
Mm. Oh, and the chocolate has to be chocolate orange.
Oh, my God. What, one of those segments and then just... Yes. So, now, do we have a starter, though?
Starter.
What would you do for a starter for this thrifty Christmas?
Sticking to the slightly old-fashioned theme.
Yeah.
Something just popped into my head then. A prawn cocktail.
Yes! I tell you, the telepathy today is absolutely... Do you know what? And you cannot beat making your own Mary Rose sauce as well.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't know how to make it, I'll tell you. Shall we do it now, right?
Yeah, go for it.
Right, Mary Rose sauce is how I make mine, okay? And there's one key ingredient here, which just makes it.
I know what you're going to say.
So, mayonnaise.
Yep.
And tomato ketchup.
Yeah.
Now, the way I make it is, you know the sort of medium-sized...
You're trying not to get, like...
The brand name.
The wrath of Phil here.
Heavenman's.
Oh, yeah.
Not the opposite.
Yeah.
Mayonnaise. The medium jar. Full one of those.
Yeah.
And to that, it's 4 tablespoons of tomato ketchup.
Mm.
Okay? Once you've got that in there, mix it all in. Then, a little bit of salt.
Yeah.
Then a little bit of lemon juice, and mix that in really quickly. And I think I'm right here. It's the tomato sauce that stops the lemon juice from curdling the the mayo.
It's the acidic in the vinegar.
But are you ready for the best bit?
Yeah.
And this is what makes it for me.
Mm-hmm.
2 tablespoons of sherry vinegar,
and
that's what really gives it that tang.
Yeah, and I mean, if you've not got it. Is there anything else you could use? Maybe like balsamic or something like that?
Balsamic. Yeah, balsamic. Although the flavour with balsamic is just a little bit heavy.
Well, yeah, you put a bit less in, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but ideally, that sherry vinegar or port vinegar, whichever, any of those two would be absolutely perfect. And then crisp iceberg lettuce.
Ooh.
And those juicy fat prawns.
Yeah, I know, yeah, yours.
You like the little ones?
I like the really little ones, yeah. The ones where you get like 6 on your spoon when you dig in. And they're just, yeah.
I love that. So prawn cocktail, then we're having the thrifty chicken roast dinner, then sherry I mean, come on.
I think all in all, you could have, for that, maybe 45, 50 quid for feeding 6 people.
I'll be on that all day long.
Yeah.
All day long.
And I think that'd be a very, well, if the portions are a bit less, then you've got the other 2 dishes to add to it.
Yeah. And there's always a load of pigs in blankets at spare as well, isn't there?
Well, do you know what? Included in the thrifty meal, I've not actually explained the thrifty meal too much, have I?
No, but I know what you mean.
But included in that was at some supermarkets having the on-offer pigs in blankets for like £2 or £2.50 or whatever.
For a tray of a number of them.
For a tray of like 15.
Do you know who's got the best pre-made pigs in blankets in our area?
Go on.
Caymans.
I was going to say, yeah.
Honestly.
It's going to be Caymans, yeah.
Nick and Paul up at Caymans, their pigs in blankets are just off the scale.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely off the scale. And if I'm right, I think I am, they use streaky smoked bacon around their pork sausages. And it just works.
Bacon.
But I do like drizzling a little bit of honey on there. Oh, sorry. Maple by the syrup. Way, just in case, Blenky. If you're listening, yes. I know you're starving, mate. I know that.
It's just a theme now.
I went up to see Cy and Jay checking the flag and Blanky comes storming out. Oi, will you stop talking about food? I'm starving. He must be absolutely disappearing up his own. Anyway, right, we'll be back shortly after this.
The Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM. Sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Are you listening? Thought so. The radio is always on, and people are always listening. So what better way to let people know about your business than radio advertising? With advertising packages starting at just £25 per week, get your business heard 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. For more details, get in touch now on 01200 40 73 73 or email studio at ribblefm.com. Your business growth starts here on Ribble FM.
Looking for a reliable, trustworthy skip hire service? A1 Skip Hire is here for all your waste management needs. Family run for over 20 years, ensuring your waste is handled responsibly and efficiently. Offering a wide range of skips to suit your every need. Whether you're clearing out your garage, renovating your home, or managing construction waste. And because we care about our beautiful planet, all of your waste is processed at our fully licensed recycling plant, maximum recycling and minimum landfill. Serving the entire Ribble Valley and Blackburn with Darwin, we're local and we're ready to help you manage your waste the right way.
Here are the numbers to call. For the Ribble Valley, 01200 360 035. And for Blackburn with Darwin, 01254 391 616.
Welcome to Automobili, Blackburn's premier destination for transforming your car into a high-tech haven. With over two decades of expertise, we're not just any car upgrade service. We're your gateway to the future of in-car technology. Our state-of-the-art sound systems will make your every journey a musical masterpiece. And with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, your favorite tunes, maps, and apps are always at your fingertips. Our expertly installed dash cams and trackers offer peace of mind, while our top-of-the-line alarm systems keep your vehicles secure. Visit us today and elevate your driving experience. Call now on 01254 691 336 or visit autoeulimited.com.
Do you have lower back pain, joints hurting, or are you recovering from an injury or operation? Clitheroe Cryo has already helped numerous people alleviate these and many more symptoms. So, could cryotherapy be the solution you're looking for? Located at Clitheroe Leisure and featuring a state-of-the-art cryo chamber, you could expect to recover faster, speed up metabolism, and clear up acne, psoriasis, and eczema. And the benefits don't stop there. Cryotherapy. Give it a try and see improvements after the first session, and discounts available for multi-session bookings. Get in touch via our website, clitheroe-cryo.co.uk, or on our social media pages.
Well,
no, that's the thing. We need to balance out. If we're playing, like, tropical music...
Yeah. Oh, it's Is that what it is?
It's like it warms you up, it makes you think, oh yeah, I'm actually on on the beach in the Bahamas.
The next coffee.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned it earlier.
So, go on, tell me about it.
The toffee nut latte.
Yep.
I like
it. What is toffee nut latte?
Oh, don't ask. I don't know. I've not a clue. It's toffee and nuts.
You don't say. That was really nice.
I like, that's my go-to. As soon as that comes around at Christmas time, that's the only one I get.
What were you getting me last Christmas, and then I was gutted when it finished?
Toffee nut latte.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, really, really nice.
But, having said that, because obviously with the big chains, they have to produce and order so much of the syrups. Mm. So I was still drinking them in, like, mid-February.
Oh.
Because our local big chain coffee store still had a big supply of the syrups.
Ah, yes.
So it was getting to February, and I'm like, hey, again, it's me. Do you happen to have some syrup left of the toffee nut latte? And they're like, let me just check. Oh, yeah, we've got a bit left. And then the day came where I went in and went, go on, have you got it? No, we're out, I'm afraid. Now I'm like, no. But I like that. I'm giving that, well, for your mainstream sort of like not connoisseurial coffee.
Yeah.
I'd give that like a 4.5/5.
Would you?
Yeah, because it's just easy to drink. It's nice. It's not sweet, but yet it has like a warm sort of feeling to it. It's really nice.
I'm going to give the toffee nut latte a 3.5.
All right, okay.
And I think part of that is because it's from a chain.
That's what I mean, yeah. That's why I caveated it by saying for a chain,
now,
generic.
The hot chocolate, sorry, I'll say it again, the hot chocolate, which should give you an idea as to which local independent we got it from.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
Oh, off the scale.
That was incredible.
Like, you can taste the cacao beans.
You know,
like,
when
it's,
you
authentic,
know, when we
chocolate.
Get, even if you get the sort of like the expensive hot chocolate powder, it's still just a bit wishy-washy.
Yeah, it's still a little bit synthetic, a little bit sweet.
This hot chocolate that we've just tried,
yeah,
tasted like one of those really nice Lindt or Green and Black's chocolate bars.
And other chocolate brands are available.
Yeah, sorry, thank you. Tasted like those, but in liquid form.
Yeah, it tastes like it's been melted down and, you know, without diluting it, watered down.
And the other thing is,
it just tastes exactly like,
it's supporting a local business.
Yeah.
Two, you know it's been lovingly made.
Yeah.
Because one of the things at the big chain that we went to that's got a drive-through,
yeah,
you could tell the staff are fed up.
Oh, yeah.
Because they can just see this queue building and building and building, and they can't get rid of them.
I feel sorry for them, because there is only so fast they can go.
Yeah.
The machines only spit out coffee and hot chocolate as fast as they can, and yet people are there going, oh, I've got somewhere to be, and he's like, I'm going
so
fast I can.
My score for the hot chocolate,
yeah,
I'm going to give it 4.8.
Do you know what I think? Right, when you go to somewhere, you always have the staple, you've got to try the basic. It's like Gordon Ramsay says, when you're cooking, if you can't make an omelette, you can't cook. You know what I mean? You've got to try the basic.
Yeah.
I was looking at the menu in the local establishment, and I mentioned a certain brand of chocolate earlier.
Yeah.
They do one with that flavour.
Mmm.
And it is the chocolate orange. And I think if I'd have had that, I'd have been 6. Go on, what are you thinking?
I think it's the big thing for me. I would probably say I'll give the hot, I know we're going on a bit about this hot chocolate, but honestly, it was really good. I think I'll give the hot chocolate 3.5, but the reason I've upped it to 4.8 is because I saw somebody in a local small business making it for me.
Mm.
Me, the customer, stood right in front of them.
Yeah, with a smile on the face.
Yeah, thank you, yeah, Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it makes all the difference.
The atmosphere in the shop was fabulous as well, so, you know, that's why I'm going to give it that.
We always say with food and drink, it's not just the actual thing
if
itself.
If you dare say...
It's the experience.
Oh, I'm going to say, I thought you were going to say the theatre, because that was always mine.
Well, yeah, no, it is. That is part of the experience, though.
Yeah, that's true. You're listening to the Food and Drink Show here on Ribble FM. Lee and Morgs with you.
Yes.
Until 2 p.m. This weather, I'll tell you.
Someone take this weather away.
Yeah, this morning the frost was so deep on the windscreen it was ridiculous.
And can someone from...
Can I just tell you something though? It is food related.
All right, go on.
When I was scraping the windscreen this morning, I actually thought about going back in the house and getting a glass with Baileys in it.
I thought you were going to say scraping the windscreen, reminding you of those videos that you see on TikTok where people do the ice cream rolls.
Oh, yeah. Because you found a bit of a thrifty deal last week.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to tell anyone because they might all disappear before I get a chance.
Was it Fresco?
It was.
Just a tenner?
Tenner.
For the large bottle?
With their membership card.
I thought you were going to say that what it's actually called then. So you did actually treat me to a bottle, didn't you?
Yeah, I walked in, they were all there on display, and I thought, ooh.
Do you know what?
Go on.
Last night, though, Bailey's hot chocolate.
Yeah.
off the scale. The best drink ever.
Right,
so we've done quite a bit on drinks now, so we're going to be talking about the alternative centrepiece for your Christmas lunch. Right? Now...
I'm listening. I'm sat on the edge of my seat.
It's kind of not traditional, but it is traditional sometimes for the day after Christmas Day, because you use what's left.
Is it not Boxing Day?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
However,
stop working.
Yeah. What seems to be really popular at the minute are turkey crowns.
Yeah.
That's just the two breast portions.
Breast portions, yeah.
Because you're not paying all that money for the bones and
the
carcass and et cetera, et cetera. But you quite like the dog meat.
I know that.
But if you got a turkey crown, okay, and you got a small gammon ham, yeah, I was thinking, and I'd love to know what your reaction is, this Christmas lunch, if I made a big sort of, you won't know what this means really, but I know a lot of people will, a Desperate Dan style.
Oh, I know Desperate Dan. Yeah,
like
I know.
A cow pie.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? But the centrepiece will be turkey ham and leek pie. Can still do the Brussels with a bit of smoked bacon in there.
Yeah.
Still do roast potatoes.
What kind of gravy would you do though?
Oh, yeah.
Because you've got your gammon and got your turkey.
Because that creamy sauce inside would spill out anyway.
True, yeah, but...
Have you any idea what's happening to Blenky right now? I'll tell you. Sorry, mate.
But I'm not a massive fan of leeks, which sounds a bit strange. They're not like in a leek pie. Not normally been a fan, but I would definitely give that a go.
Oh, yeah. Turkey, ham and leek, and then a really nice creamy sauce in the middle, made with the chicken stock, turkey stock, or whatever, which is something I noticed yesterday when we went to the other supermarket, Sooths, right?
Yes.
The amount of stocks that are now available, right? And they went from sort of eye level at the cheapest price to the top shelf, where there were some really good stocks.
Artisanally bagged and jarred.
Bone broth.
Yeah.
Bone broth.
Bone broth
is
quite popular at the minute, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, but it's the best stock ever.
But why are people paying so much for it? You can get bones for nothing from the butchers.
So,
do it yourself.
Your honest opinion, you wake up Christmas Day,
yeah,
there's no smell of turkey. There's no smell of...
I get an air freshener.
There's no smell of pigs in blankets. But in the oven, you can see this huge pie with a puff pastry lid that's got leaves on it and stuff, you know.
Just a leaf.
Just a leaf. Hang on. No. Right? So we've got this...
What decorations do you put on the top of your pie?
Just a leaf.
Yeah, but it looks really nice, doesn't it? Puff pastry lid when they decorate it. And especially if you... Because when I said leaves, I thought you were going to say, what? But they're all, it's autumn, they've all gone. No, I mean those
pastry
leaves. Because you know what?
Just the leaves!
They look amazing,
don't they? It's just a nice decoration that doesn't take much effort.
So if I planted that in front of you for Christmas dinner, would you be having it?
Oh, yeah.
Good. That's
getting
what I'd like
stuck
to hear.
In there.
Now...
I might be a bit disappointed that I'm not having me gammon sandwiches the next day.
No, there'll be plenty.
Okay, good.
Yeah, there'll be plenty. Now, every year I sing the praises of this song. Because it is my favourite Christmas song.
I can't see the screen, so I don't know.
No, I know you can't. Yeah, you'll know which one it is.
I know what it is already.
And the lead singer of the band,
yep,
who I know, since I played it so many times over the last three... clang.
Yeah.
He's called Lee. Same name. I can't understand why this has never, ever made the charts, because it is the best Christmas song out there. And I'm going to play it for you now. The Florin Street Band.
Yeah, speaking of brandy.
My favourite time of year. But it is.
It is a good song, yeah.
For me, the best Christmas song ever.
Is all around, everything is calm on Christmas Eve. There's goodwill in the air tonight, angels sing by candlelight, their voices
carried on the wind. When coward singers gather loud, when I hear that festive sound, I wanna join with them and sing. They sing a merry song, and we all sing along. A festive melody that tells us Christmas time is here. See the stars tonight, they're shining bright, 'cause it's Christmas time, and it's my favorite time of year. Deck the halls with bells of holly, give me mistletoe. It's a season to be jolly, wrapping presents, writing cards, helping decorate the tree. One thing that makes it all for me. When carol singers gather round, your voices fill the town. It's like the world is joining in. We sing a merry song, and we all sing along. A festive melody that tells us Christmas time is here. See the stars tonight, they're shining bright, 'cause it's Christmas time, and it's my favorite time of year. Christmas Eve, still believe, so excited, can't sleep, when the morning comes, church bells.
Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Are you tired of sky-high housing costs? Are you ready for a change of scenery? At Three Rivers, our rural caravan park is the perfect solution for those seeking an affordable, peaceful and beautiful place to call home. Nestled in the heart of the countryside, our park offers exceptional facilities, including a cafe, swimming pool and function suite. You can even choose your own plot and specify the style of home that best suits your needs. Don't miss this opportunity to join our thriving community and enjoy the best of both worlds, the convenience of modern living with the charm and serenity of rural life. Contact us today to learn more and schedule a tour. Three Rivers, the perfect home is waiting for you.
This Christmas, let Shackleton's Home and Garden in Chapman inspire your festive season with elegance and charm. Discover a breathtaking collection of exclusive tree decorations, refined tableware for unforgettable feasts, and unique gifts that bring joy to every heart. Everything at Shackleton's is carefully selected to reflect the warmth and tradition of a timeless Christmas. Quality and character that you simply won't find on the high street. Why settle for the ordinary when you can bring home something truly exceptional? Visit Shackleton's in Chapman today and let your Christmas dreams become a reality. Shackleton's. Experience different.
Driving around the Ribble Valley and need to tow? Ribble Valley Towing is your go-to destination for all your towing needs. From family cars to rugged trucks, we fit them all with top-notch tow bars. Call us today or swing by and let's get you hitched up. Ribble Valley Towing. We make you good to tow. Unit 3, Brookside Industrial Estate, Taylor Street, Clitheroe. Or call us on 07734 536870.
Absolutely loving that. Marshmallow, Pink and Sting. That's called Dreaming. Right, Morgan, I'm...
Yeah, you've just said, I've got something to talk about and I want a live reaction. So that worries me.
Right, okay. So, you like cooking.
I do.
You're not... How can you be anything else?
Yeah.
Obviously. What would it take...
Mm-hmm.
recipe-wise... ingredient wise to get you to eat Brussels sprouts. Listen, you're not on your own. There is a stigma about Brussels sprouts.
There is
Are we allowed to mention, because one of the big things about Brussels that a lot of people don't like is that was just me moving the table, by the way.
Yeah. Rather undesirable after effects.
I like that. That's a very, very Radio 101 way of putting it. what would it take in terms of ingredients?
I feel like, not just in terms of ingredients, but a way of preparing, I would want them sort of like chopped.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. So, like one of the classic ways of doing it restaurant-styly is to do it with bacon. And you sort of parboil them, then you chop them into the quarters, and they start to break up a little bit. And then you put them in the pan and fry them a little bit.
For me, it's not a stigma. I have tried Brussels sprouts, and I just hate them. It's just as simple as.
So, if it was a choice between tomatoes... and Brussels, and you had to eat one of them, which one would you eat?
Do I get to choose how it's prepared?
No.
What, just a cooked tomato and a cooked Brussels?
Yeah.
Just on their own?
Yeah.
I would have to go for a Brussels.
Really?
Yeah.
Tomatoes are just are dead to you.
Unless you're chopping them up like, into something else.
Just a pizza sauce.
You know, no, not necessarily even that. Like, if you were to put tomatoes in... I don't know. Okay, brain's gone. But like a stew. Well, you won't put them in a stew.
No, but you put tin tomatoes in a curry.
In a curry, yeah. Or even tomato soup. Right. I like tomato soup, but just to eat a tomato on its own,
would six,
put me in the grave.
Five,
all right.
Four,
I'm sorry.
Three, two, one. Right, you've got 1 minute.
Oh, okay.
Describe that curry I made for you last night.
Okay. 12-hour roast lamb joint. That was roasted then into a pan. You blitzed onion, carrot, and celery. Reduced all that down, cooked it down, and added it into added the lamb to that, and then
off the bone,
yeah, and then spiced it, flavoured it with curry seasoning and spices, and left it for 2 days.
chickpeas
as well,
yeah,
and then with just a little bit of rice and some chapatis, pan fried chapatis,
yeah.
And then just a tuck in with that lamb that melted. And I mean melt, like there were big lumps. And you try and pick it up with your chapati, this massive lump, and half of it would fall away. I cannot say that I've had a better curry. I've been to Indian restaurants and had worse curries.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
By the way.
Thank you.
There is a little bit left.
I'm having it for me tea.
That's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. Hope you've had a bit of a giggle. Blanket, you can go and sit down now and chill a little bit.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Someone to release me. You lick in your lips and blow and kisses my way, but that don't mean I'm gonna give it away. Baby, baby, baby.
in a bottle, baby. Come, come, come on and let me out.
For the Ribble Valley. On air, online, and on your smartphone app. 106.7 Ribble FM.
I sold my soul to the devil for a designer. They said, go to hell. But I told them I don't wanna. If you know me well, then you know that I ain't going. Cause I don't wanna, I don't wanna.